Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of the Double Tech Pod. My name is Hannah, and this is my twin sister, Mev.
Hello.
And today we have a guest. You guys may know him on Twitter. His username is like Giannis Burner or something like that. His name is Max. Hey, Max.
Hello, hello. What's up?
Nothing much. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
Same.
Yeah,
we're just like really excited for the playoffs coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we haven't recorded in like in over a month, but now, so like the regular season is over and now it's time for the playoffs. But before we talk about the playoffs, let's recap the regular season and like our award picks and stuff like that. So like, yeah, let's just, who do you guys think is the MVP is?
I honestly got to go with Jokic. Embiid has been, he was close, but I feel like that injury kind of really threw him
off course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it could have been like a neck and neck race if he'd never got injured.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to say is LeBron would have been MVP if he didn't get fucking, if Solomon Hill didn't fucking die with his fucking ankles, LeBron would have been MVP. That's all I have to say. LeBron would have been MVP. That's my hot take. Continue, Connor.
That is flaming hot.
Okay, Mev.
That's not flaming hot. That's my one.
I don't know, Mev, just because it's like
he was playing LeBron some of the best basketball of his career.
Of his career?
Some. I didn't say it was the best.
He's 36. I don't think of his
and
career.
And still in his prime.
That Mev, all I thought of is that one tweet.
Don't call me a LeBron sexual. I'm not bisexual. I'm just spitting right now.
No. Holy shit. Over the summer when the NBA was locked out and those LeBron MVP narratives, as a Giannis fan, that really got
you're
on my gears.
Literally a Giannis fan. Of course you're saying this.
No, like, they pushed that narrative pretty hard after like, the mean, go
like,
ahead.
You mean this year or last year? Last year.
Last year. Like so last season when we beat them December or whatever, Giannis had 5 threes that game in December, and then they beat us in March. They is in the Lakers, and then they just pushed all these LeBron MVP narratives. I mean, he had a great season. Don't get me wrong, but Giannis definitely deserved it.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Oh well,
but Mev, like this year, like I feel like LeBron, if he didn't get injured, I feel like Steph Curry still would have had a better season. Because Steph is having, like, one of his best seasons ever.
Yeah, best season like, as
scoring efficiency-wise.
Best season as the eighth seed, I'm sure. But this is the best season. I'm sure. Like,
Mev, come on. Do you not see that Warriors team? It's so bad.
Yeah.
Not as bad as any of LeBron's teams were. LeBron brought in worse.
Okay, Mev, let's not talk about... Mev, let's not talk about the past. Okay, we're talking about right now.
Russ brought a worse team to the sixth seed and won MVP that year. I don't want to hear that he has a bad team. He has Andrew Wiggins.
Who's talking about Russ?
I don't give a shit. I'm giving you an example, okay? Holy shit. Anyway.
Man, I'm still saying, like, Steph.
LeBron.
If LeBron didn't get injured,
would have been the first seed if he didn't get hurt. And he would have been an MVP. That's LeBron, my hot take.
Yeah, if the Lakers were the first seed, LeBron definitely would have had a strong case. With the media, too, they would not have let us forget it if the Lakers were the first seed.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. But, I mean, at the same time, I feel like having Anthony Davis on your team as well would hurt your case.
AD...
I don't know. Just because...
Like, do you know how, like, AD has been injured and all that stuff?
The Lakers really got... I can't cuss. Never mind. I was going to say the Lakers
you can
got
cuss.
Over this year. Oh, Lakers got fucked over this year. Heavy.
Yeah, I feel like they just got healthy time for the playoffs. But LeBron's ankle is still, like, concerning me. Because, like, he hurt it again. He hurt it, like, when he came back, he hurt it again, missed a couple games. Came back yesterday. Mm-hmm. Looks like he hurt it again, but he said he was fine. I don't know. It's just, I feel like he's going to keep tweaking that.
It was pretty stupid for them to play him the other night.
There was literally no point because the Blazers were obviously taking that sixth seed. Like, they were...
If the Blazers lost the last game, they would have been the 7th seed.
But still, the Blazers were not losing that game because the Nuggets were resting their whole team. So There was no way Lillard was losing that. Also, he was not going to help make that guy lose his house. Remember that bet?
I feel like that was fake, but...
Dude, it probably was.
I'm pretty sure if they won or lost that game, it wasn't because the dude bet his fucking house. Who cares? Yeah. That's not the point.
No, I feel like... I know, but like still, Dame still commented on that. He wasn't going to let him lose his house. But still, for the MVP race, I feel like... Like, injuries are a part of the game, so we can't just keep bringing injuries into this. So, obviously, I feel like Jokic definitely deserves it. He played all 82 games this year.
72.
The Nuggets had a lot of injuries. Murray missed a lot of games. Millsap, Morris. I feel like everyone on their team missed games. But Jokic was the only one to, like, be there for every single game. Mm-hmm. And the third seed in its stacked West, like...
Yeah, you got to give him credit in the stacked West too, but I feel like people can't really use the stacked West argument anymore considering how good the East is now.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like cuz if you look at the standings like the fourth seed, like the Knicks would have been like fighting for like the eighth seed or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, what's the Warriors record?
Let me look.
Yeah, actually, no, we would have been like a bottom seed in the West, but we're the fourth seed in the East.
The Warriors are 39-33 right now.
Yeah, we won 41 games.
Yeah, you put the Knicks in the West, and they're maybe an eighth.
We're probably the seventh or eighth seed because the Lakers, the Lakers won more games than us, and they're in the play-in picture right now. Yeah, so yeah, I feel like a lot of people are trying to make like this Steph Curry is the MVP thing, and it's like bothering me because like Jokic has like been like better if we're being honest. Like Steph started the season like remember those couple of bad games he had and and he also missed games too. Like I feel like Jokic has been more like consistent. But, like Steph had that really hot streak. That, like made him really come really close, so I don't know.
I'm not saying Steph like shouldn't win MVP at all, and I'm not making a case for him. But you take Steph off the Warriors, and they are a lottery team.
Definitely.
And I mean, it's like it's most valuable. Like that should mean something. Like Steph is like the most valuable player to the Warriors, same as you know Giannis 2-3 years ago with that starting five. You know.
Yeah, I feel like you could say that for a lot of teams, like Jokic too. Like the Nuggets are like nothing without him either.
Mm-hmm.
Cause yeah, they're like some of the best players in the league. Without them, their teams really can't function, which is like crazy. But yeah, so we got Jokic as the MVP for Defensive Player of the Year.
That's a tough one. As much as we're playing, the Bucks are playing the Heat, but I got it. Like Bam is one of the like my top two, top three people for Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, Bam has been insane this year.
As much as I hate to say it, they, I got like, Bam up there.
Yeah, if the Heat were like a better defensive team, like I think they're ranked. They're not even top 10 right now. I don't think so. So it's gonna be hard for him to win it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he'll finish top three. But yeah, he's been locking up like the best offensive players in the league, like scores and stuff. It's been crazy. Imagine yeah.
Bam? They didn't even put Bam in like the first or second team, right? Or am I like tripping?
Last year?
No, this year. Like they released like the NBA.com. I think released like.
It was second team, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, that's just bullshit. He should definitely make it. But my defensive player of the year is Rudy Gobert. And I just feel like he's like been like having an amazing defensive season. Like despite all the lowlights you've seen, he's been like carrying that defense to the first seat to the first best defense in the league, which is crazy. So I think he should win it.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. He can guard almost 1 through 5, and he's like a great paint protector as well.
Yeah, like people see him get like crossed over, like he's guarding the perimeter, he gets crossed over by a quick guard, and people are like, oh my god, he sucks defensively, he's overrated.
Right.
Like they don't show you like they don't show you all the highlights. They only show you like ones like that because they think it's funny. But then that is toxic because it makes like NBA fans who don't really watch games like think that like Gobert is not good defensively. He doesn't deserve his awards, but he does. So
casuals is what you that's the name you're looking for.
Yeah, because that like that Booker like thing that was going around like later in that play he literally blocked. I forgot who it was like to like save the game. And they that no
oh where that. Where Booker had him like doing the Heisman or whatever.
Yeah, that game. Yeah,
that's
that
the one you're talking about. Yeah. The thing was, I kind of like tend to like ignore, like clips and stuff because like as much of a like I'll bring Giannis as an example. As much of a great defender he is, they'll never post any of his highlights. He'll post all of his lowlights,
mm-hmm.
and I guess he'll just do it for like clicks and stuff like that. Because that gets like, because if you look at the comments, it's an absolute war zone, and people don't actually watch the games.
I wasn't paying attention. Did you say, Max? Did you say that you want Giannis to win Defensive Player of the Year?
No, I said. No. I said. I mean, I don't think he's gonna win it this year, even though he won it last year. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Gobert is gonna win it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be biased. I'm not gonna be biased.
I feel like
I wanted Ben Simmons to win, but.
No.
He'll finish top three.
Top three, maybe.
Yeah, but, like, no one has a stronger case than Gobert, in my opinion. Because, like, he just, like, his, like, defense is so valuable. Like, it's, like, one of the main reasons the Jazz have the best record in the league, too. Like, he's able
that
to,
is
like,
true.
He's able to, like, protect the paint and, like have his teammates back that way, too.
He's the anchor of the defense, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Mev, who's your defensive player of the year?
Gobert.
I'm glad
for like the same reason Hana just said. He's just like the most valuable. Like the reason why Jazz are so good. Blah,
like
blah,
imagine,
blah, blah.
Like imagine, like Gobert not on that team. Like you put like another center that's not really like defense oriented. If like, but he's good like offensively or whatever. But imagine like you put that kind of center on there. They're not winning all those games. Like they'd be like a bot. Like a who knows.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Like, who knows if they even make the playoffs if you take Gobert off that team? Like, a lot of people think he's replaceable, but he's not. He's really not. So, let's talk about Rookie of the Year. That's like a debate right now.
Like, Anthony Edwards.
Everyone's talking. Yeah, everyone's
talking. I love Anthony Edwards. I literally love him so much. I don't even know why. I just do.
Honestly, I still have some bitter taste.
Okay, he said something about
he
RJ.
Trashed
Cry about
RJ.
It. Move
he
on.
Trashed RJ, my RJ Barrett, for no reason.
You know he's like a jokester. He makes jokes and stuff. Don't cry. Just stop crying about it. RJ ended up playing well because of that. So thank
not because of him.
Edwards
RJ was playing well before that.
So thank Edwards.
Why would I thank him? RJ was literally playing well before that.
No, he wasn't. Clearly,
yes, he was.
He fucking trashed.
How are you trying to tell me?
Shut up! You're literally a Knicks fan. I'm not gonna take anything you say seriously. Shut up.
Anyway. Your team is literally a bottom team in the
East.
Hear
you.
Shut up.
Anyways. I got Melo winning. All right, sorry, LaMelo. I'll say LaMelo.
You can okay.
How
let
nice.
Me talk.
How nice. It doesn't. I don't understand why people care so
thank
much.
You,
LaMelo, Melo. It's a nickname. You can't reserve a nickname for.
Imagine someone else calling someone the. Imagine they were calling Zion the chosen one. How would you
that's
feel?
That's literally a name. It's like
it belongs to Carmelo Anthony.
Listen, there's some annoying
he's
ass.
He's been Melo
fans.
Forever.
There's some Harden fans who call James Harden King James and say this is the real King James.
They do
that's
that as trolling. They're
they
just trolling.
That's
no
a whole different thing. Then
no one actually
that's like,
ever refers to him.
That's like me reserving Mev. That's like me reserving Mev and everyone else.
No, it's not. You're
Mevlana can't be called Mev. That's literally a common
name. Imagine,
common
okay, imagine someone calling a random Greek player in the NBA the Greek freak. Like,
yeah
but I'm saying Melo.
What's gonna happen there?
Everyone would
like
be pissed off. I'd be
Carmelo,
LaMelo, the Greek, whatever. It pisses me off.
Oh my god, I don't understand. Like, it's literally Carmelo and LaMelo. What's short for both of them? Melo. It's not like like the chosen one or the Greek freak or King James or any of
Melo
this
is his
Mamba. Oh my god, stop.
Melo
stop,
is like
Melo
was Melo was literally legendary. Like no one was called Melo until LaMelo came in.
I don't think it's much
big
of a
baller brand kid came in and is trying to take Carmelo's Nickname.
For me personally, it's not really like a trademark thing. It's just like I've always called Melo Melo. So it's just like.
Thank you. Yeah, know. I just can't get used to calling LaMelo. I'm calling him LaMelo. Like, I don't know. I'm just used to calling
him whatever my heart desires.
Anyway, rookie of the year conversation.
Anthony Edwards.
I feel like putting Anthony up insane numbers for rookie. He's had like a drastic, like, I don't know if that's the right word. Like, he's had like a crazy, like, in season development, like, an improvement. It's like he started off really, really bad. And that's why I feel like LaMelo's been more consistent. So that's why he's my pick. But like, Ant has been really, like, really, really good the past, like, month or so. So I think he's like made a really strong case. But I feel like LaMelo will like win.
Nah, I think
it's like so close. Like, I'm fine with either winning because
I think they're gonna give it to Ant. I think it's gonna be really close. It's probably the closest rookie of the year race in years.
Honestly, my case for Melo.
No, remember the Ben Simmons Mitchell, how close that was.
Was like that?
Mitchell. Yeah, yes.
Remember Mitchell was like crying because like,
because it was Simmons' second year.
Because Simmons wasn't a rookie.
Yeah,
that was funny. He literally had a shirt and like, remember the truck that said not rookie? You were like, am I making that up? Because I remember there being like a truck
that says like not rookie. I think, no, I know what you're talking about. I think, I'm pretty sure.
Like, he milked that so hard because
Yeah, that was funny.
I think Simmons definitely deserved it, but
my case for LaMelo rookie of the year is honestly like when he was playing overseas and when he was like, you know, in high school and stuff, everyone was saying like, oh, he's not going to be like Lonzo. Like, he's, like, he plays too flashy and stuff like that. And then he actually gets drafted, and then he's a walking highlight reel. He's been putting up consistent numbers, and
his playmaking has been so good.
Yeah.
And, like,
but yeah.
Yeah, I think he's been really consistent, like, from the beginning. And, yeah, like, his scoring, his, like, when he entered that starting lineup, like, they were not losing games or any of that stuff, like, he's like the big one of the big reasons the Hornets are like in the chance that they have a chance to make the playoffs now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
where were they last year? Do you know what seed were they last year?
They were like, yeah, they missed the playoffs.
They're the 10th seed.
I remember
last year.
They were the what?
10th seed last year. They were 23-42 last year.
Oh, so I yeah.
This year, well, I mean, his
we won LaMelo's entry. Games. The Knicks won 21 games last year.
Really?
And now
yeah,
the
Knicks have been
41.
The Knicks have been having a great year. I will not lie.
Yeah, no one like a lot of people didn't like believe in us, but look at us.
I remember your your tweet in the beginning of the year before the season even started, and it was I think it was like a reply to a tweet, and it's like who's going to be an underrated team coming into the season.
Yeah. And I said Knicks. And everyone, if you saw like the
you're team, literally a Knicks fan. Are we supposed to be like shook that you predicted this? Congrats.
I think a lot of Knicks fans didn't really think we'd be good though.
No. Y'all did. Stop the cap.
Wait. Mev, what team like do you even like support? Like, I've always been curious. And it's not even a joke either. Like, I've always been curious.
Connor,
what team you
can
actually
you explain
support?
To this gentleman?
Okay, so
are you just so, a LeBron fan and that's it or what?
She's a Lakers fan. She's okay. Liked them for years now. But okay. But she's also a LaVine fan, so she supports
and
the
a
Bears
LaVine
too.
Fan too, yeah.
And a LeBron stan.
Yeah, so basically I'm she's like a stan like her favorite players like teams thing.
Gotcha. Yeah. So she's not a Knicks fan or a Nets fan.
Nope.
Dude, I was like really close to being a Nets fan, but if I started becoming a Nets fan, everyone would say I'm a bandwagon. No, thank you.
I would, yeah, that would happen. I would personally call you a bandwagon too.
Just because I'm like from Jersey and shit, but anyway.
Yeah, so I feel like the Rookie of the Year award is gonna be so close. Like, I see both of them winning, so I have no idea who'll win it. Maybe
what
I feel
if
like
they
it
win
could be. I feel like it's gonna be LaMelo because like he's more popular. Like throughout the year, he's been like.
What if they win? Like, what if they both win it? But I can think of two people.
I don't know. The NBA doesn't do that. Like, if they somehow like get the equal amount of votes, then yeah, they'll do that. But I don't know.
That would be. I don't know how they do a tiebreaker. They definitely have an odd amount of people, odd number amount of people counting or voting. I mean, but
yeah, I feel like that one's gonna be close. I can't wait to see who wins it. But I think like a clear runaway winner award, whatever, is Julius Randle for most improved player.
People were trying to say that Michael Porter Jr. deserves that.
No,
just because
that's just not true.
Just because his points per game improved by like 10 points. But I'd rather take the person like Julius Randle. He's my pick too, because he improved in scoring in like all aspects of the game, not just scoring. Usually they just give it to somebody who improved in just scoring. Like, I think that's like just because Julius Randle improved by like 4 points, well, he literally brought his team to the playoffs, fourth seed, improved in literally 3-point shooting, scoring, assists, everything, defense. Like, he is the most improved player. I don't care what anyone says.
Everyone knows how much Knicks fans hated Julius Randle. Yeah, so you already know. So you already know how much he improved, because now he's getting MVP chance at home. So that's how much you know he improved. Because like, I feel like Tom is like a really big help, because like, obviously having a functional coach is like important. Like, Tom's not gonna let Julius Randle do like a spin move, fall away jumper or some shit like he was doing last year. Like, he thought he was Kobe last year on every possession. And like, his decision making, like, if he sees an open man, he's gonna pass. Like, his playmaking got a lot better. And like, there's a lot of nights where he's literally our point guard too, because we don't really have a point guard.
But Rose, you really don't. Like,
before Rose, we literally didn't have anyone, because Peyton sucks, and we all know that he sucks. But yeah, so like, his numbers don't really show how much he improved, but like, his game improved, it's crazy how much he improved. Because if he had last year's Julius Randle on this team, we would not have made the playoffs. Like, no. He's a whole new player.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that.
And like, on top of that, his 3-point percentage went like crazy. He shot in like the 20% around that range, and now he's shooting 40%. So, like, everything, his efficiency went like. So yeah, he's the most improved player. What other award?
Coach of the year.
Coach of the year, Sixth Man of the year. Yeah, those two awards.
Well, six man. About
Sixth Man. Okay, Mev, who's your Sixth Man?
I hate that the Jazz are winning all these awards. I hate the Jazz so much. Like, Defensive Player of the Year. One of them is winning Sixth Man of the Year. Quinn Snyder might possibly.
There's some hot takes. There's some hot takes about the Jazz we can talk about later. But okay, man, who's your Sixth Man?
Jordan Clarkson, I guess. You know,
he kind of sucks. I actually can't stand Jordan Clarkson.
I don't know why. I just like.
Man, I don't know how you like Jordan Clarkson, because he literally stank it up in the playoffs.
Why are you fucking yelling at me?
Damn.
I don't know.
No, remember, man? Like, you literally hated him because
Okay, well, so I changed my mind. What? I can
change
my mind.
Some people can change their minds.
Mev, he literally stank. LeBron had to carry his ass.
LeBron had to carry that whole sorry ass team.
Like, it's actually
sad. I don't hold grudges.
No, I still get pissed off because he didn't really change. He's
better now? What?
He's better. No, he's definitely better, but like, he's still like a shot chucker, if we're being honest. No, it's like, he's like scoring more, obviously, but he's still, if he has the ball, he's gonna shoot. Like, he's not passing that ball. He is not passing that ball. So like, I swear, like, it's rare that you see him pass, which is so annoying, because his teammate is literally better than him, Joe Ingles, who's been like way more like valuable off the bench. But he probably won't win it, because the Sixth Man of the Year like always goes to the person who averages the most points off the bench, which is like flawed, because like,
they always
Ingles provides a lot more. Like, Ingles provided a lot more off the bench than scoring, because he averaged like a couple points less than Clarkson, but like, he was passing, like, doing all that stuff. That like, he, and I'm not sure if he'll win it because of like the criteria of the award, which sucks. Max, who do you have winning it?
Hey, this may be a little biased, but I got Bobby Portis. I got Bobby Portis.
I actually haven't heard Bobby Portis in like many conversations, but he's been really, really good. His rebounding.
Yeah, he definitely has a great case for it, and he's been a great addition to our team. I think he is top 4 in the NBA for 3-point percentage. I may be mistaken on that, but
that's actually crazy if that's true.
Yeah. But overall, he's been honestly been a great pickup and like a great help for us defense wise and like facilitating wise. I guess
Knicks legend.
Legend Bobby Portis.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, he's a, like you guys. The Bucks have done a lot of great things.
Yeah, our front office actually did a fantastic job.
Yeah, like a lot of people were talking about how like you guys gave up a lot of picks for Jrue Holiday, but like I feel like it's definitely worked out.
I should have bookmarked a lot of tweets when we signed Jrue Holiday.
Because how far do you have the Bucks going?
Do you want my biased or unbiased answer?
Okay, let's hear the unbiased first.
Okay, unbiased. We're probably going to see the Nets second round, and it's probably going to go to 7 games, and it's honestly a 50-50.
Yeah, that's so like I tweeted.
Yeah, that's my unbiased. Do you want to hear my biased opinion? Do you want to hear my biased opinion?
It's going to 7.
Well, like who on the Nets can guard Giannis? Like,
yeah,
no one. Their best post defender is James Harden.
Yeah,
he's gonna eat.
Giannis bloody exposed their flaws.
The Nets aren't even as bad as defense as people think.
Giannis is gonna eat. Like he will eat. And like I tweeted that like you're beating the Bucks, but I don't even know if I believe that because like he is like my second favorite team. So obviously I'm gonna ride with them, but I'm not even sure if they'll beat the Bucks, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, wait. How are you gonna say that Bucks could probably beat the Heat? But you tweeted out yesterday they got the Heat beating the Bucks first round.
Because I'm literally like a Heat bandwagon.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I love Tyler Herro for some ungodly reason.
He knows I like Tyler Herro. Like Tyler Herro is like literally one of my favorite players of all time. Like I've loved Tyler Herro ever since he was in high school.
Deactivated.
Yeah, he went to high school like 10 minutes away from me.
Did you say Tyler Herro is one of your favorite players of all time?
You literally know this. You're my sister.
I just Nev,
you literally saw me cheering on him at Kentucky, and when they lost to Auburn, stop. I literally started crying. Remember?
Ew, stop.
Ew.
Madonna, shut up.
I hate Tyler Herro. I'm gonna punch him.
I don't like him that much. He has too big of an ego.
Yeah, dude.
What the?
His ego is insane. You know
I hope he averages 20. I hope he averages 20 against you guys.
Wow. No, here's a story. There's one of my friends from the high school he went to. Said that Tyler had literally 2 friends in high school. That's it. No one else liked him.
They were jealous of him. You know what? At his basketball games, they were all chanting "overrated, overrated," all that stuff. And then when he came to our school, I was there.
I chanted "overrated" at his face.
Max, I hate you. I hate you.
I was literally in the same gym yelling "overrated" with the whole student section.
Why did I invite a Herro hater on here?
W.
You know, I hope he drops like 25 against y'all and then you guys lose.
The bubble basketball wasn't real. He's not going to be good in the playoffs.
Mev, the Lakers, you're king. Mev, LeMev, you're king literally.
LeMev?
Last year. Yeah.
Did you say LeMev?
Okay.
Yeah, I call it LeMev.
You never call me that. You call me that once. And call me that again, you'll see what happens. Call me that again.
Mev, you literally just like betrayed your king there by saying bubble basketball was real.
I'm saying that just because freaking Donovan Mitchell, Jamal Murray, Tyler Herro had amazing playoff runs.
That's embarrassing. Tyler has been good this season, but like again, people only talk about when he plays bad because the media is toxic. NBA Twitter is toxic. They only care when like players play bad. They don't like talk about when they play good, which pisses me off. Anyways, I think the Heat versus Bucks series is probably going to 7, and I see it going either way.
Bucks are literally the Bucks are beating.
No,
the
it's not going yeah, to yeah, yeah. In five.
Heat five? Were lucky last
in
year.
Five. Bookmark it.
Okay. Slow down. Max, hold on there.
I'm literally posting
six.
This. I'm posting this on
six.
Twitter.
I say six. Bucks and six.
I'm posting this on Twitter if he wins.
In 5 or 6, I'll say 5 or 6.
Six.
That's actually
okay. Let's not forget. Earlier this year we set the NBA 3-point record against them.
I literally watched that game. That was crazy.
TNT had to stop the broadcast in the third quarter because we were beating them so bad. They literally cut to something else.
LOL. Regular season games are like are always like, you know, you can't really like pay too close attention to regular season games because the playoffs are like always like different.
That is true. They're a different story. I will not lie.
Yeah, because like the playoffs are always like some random shit happens, like how the Clippers blew 3-1 lead last year. Everyone thought they were going to the finals and stuff. Or like the Western Conference Finals at least, and they didn't. But yeah, like you mentioned the shooting though. Your shooting, the Bucks shooting could be the main reason why you beat the Bucks. Because I feel like, I mean, not the Bucks, the Heat. Because I feel like the Heat had that on you guys last year.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, you guys have a lot more shooters, and like Giannis can pass out too, and he won't really get like stuck in the wall anymore.
Yeah, it's a whole different year. They got rid of Crowder, which was honestly, whether you like it or not, an actual like important piece of them last year.
They picked Mayers Leonard instead, which was racist. And I will hold on. That was racist as hell. Pat Riley is racist. I'm just kidding. But still, that was racist. And he ended up being racist. He literally said some shit online. Some racist.
Yeah.
Shit.
Something I will not repeat.
Like, why the hell would... Okay, anyways, I don't know why he said that randomly. Like, which was so weird if you watch the video.
Yeah.
But still, like, I feel like the Bucks didn't improve so much. And, like, Jrue Holiday being, like, an upgrade over Eric Bledsoe.
Jrue Holiday, like PJ Tucker. Biggest. PJ Tucker. No one talks about PJ Tucker.
You're right. PJ Tucker is still one of like the toughest defenders in the league. Like he's gonna get some problems.
The only thing I've seen people talk about PJ Tucker was him getting shoes. Obviously, him getting even he got. I thought it was so funny how Melo couldn't even get his own shoe. That was and then PJ Tucker.
Yeah, PJ Tucker had like a one of one player exclusive of a shoe that was supposed to be Melo's. And then Melo, like, subtweeted or whatever. He's like, how do I not... I don't even have my own damn shoe. That was funny.
I swear, that was actually hilarious. Like, PJ Tucker is, like, a legend. Shoe-wise.
He's honestly been a great pickup. We only needed him, honestly, for defense. Anything we get out of him offense-wise is a bonus.
How's that corner three looking?
His? Honestly, he barely shoots it that much. But... He's honestly the only thing he is on offense is just in the corner, but yeah. His corner three's been consistent to be honest.
Yeah, that's good, and he doesn't have to play center, right? So, I think that's pretty good for him. Even though he can play center, but
I remember when they had the Rockets had to play him as center.
Yeah, I felt so bad. I mean, he was holding it down. Like he's one of the he can fail on any team. Like any team would love to have someone like him. So yeah, the Bucks have been doing really good. So I don't know. I feel like they will probably beat the Heat, but
and it's honestly a win-win
I'm
for
riding
us.
The Heat. I don't care. Let's go Heat.
It's a win-win for us in the playoffs because if we make a deep run, let's say to the conference finals or to the finals. Actually, no, just to the finals. If we make a run to the finals, that's good. If we don't make a deep run, Coach Bud is out of here.
It's going to be crazy if, like, the Nets don't make the finals. Like, they're going to get the most slander, like we'll ever see, including
you.
Yeah,
no, it's you will not hear the end of it from me if they don't make the finals.
Yeah, me neither. Because everyone expects that, like, they're a super team, first of all.
Giannis is going to get so much hate.
If they lose in the first round?
If they don't make, like, at least the finals.
No one expects the Bucks to go to the finals.
I feel like we've been under the radar this year, which I actually like. Because the last 2 years, when we were at the one seed, people held us as such, like, high standards when we were at the one seed the past 2 years. And now we're kind of under the radar, which I like.
The thing about the Heat is, like, Spoelstra, like his coaching in the playoffs is like he always knows what to do and like he'll have a game plan. He'll have a game plan. So I know for a fact this series is gonna be tight. It's gonna go to like six or seven. Definitely seven. I definitely see seven games.
I got the Bucks in six. Unbiased.
Your bias is Bucks in four?
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, let's finish the awards before we talk about the playoffs.
Oh, we didn't even finish awards, damn.
So we just have Coach of the Year left, so I think it goes to Tibbs. Like my unbiased opinion is also him.
Definitely Luke Walton, in my opinion.
No. What about Scott Brooks?
Oh, you gotta consider him. one of the greatest this year. Oh, I still can't believe
Dwayne Casey too. Like, wow, He's been great.
Speaking of Coach of the Year, I can't believe Budenholzer won it in 2019. I still can't believe that.
But, like, you guys were the first seed. Like, everyone was expecting it to go to him, right?
I guess, yeah. But his playoffs,
Bucks fans were not a fan of him in the playoffs, though.
Like, yeah, he can do anything in the regular season.
Like, he could do whatever in the regular season, but the playoffs comes, he doesn't, like, make adjustments and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's literally on the hot seat this year. If we don't make a deep run, he's out of here.
I think it's time you guys put Giannis as the head coach. And
I wish the thing with Giannis is like he's not the one to like he's not like a LeBron or like a Curry who like can like just like take over and make their own decisions. Like I remember back in the Heat series last year. They were like, why aren't you guarding Jimmy? And he's like, I'm just going to do whatever my coach tells me to do. Like, he's that kind of player.
Yeah, Giannis, in fact.
I kind of don't like that about him. Because yeah, he could easily just, like, call the shots on the court. But, you know, he doesn't.
Yeah, Giannis, he needs to step up more. Because, like, he didn't get, like, all crazy minutes, right?
No, that's why
he should, like, demand him to be in. Like, don't sub me out. Like, I have to stay in. Especially, yeah. like this year... The Heat, like, they have a lot of dog in them. So, like, Giannis needs to be out there to, like, control everyone, control the tempo, because you cannot sleep against the Heat at all.
No. And the one game we won in the series last year, when Giannis was injured, Middleton played, like, 40, 43 minutes, and we won that game, and Middleton
looked like MJ in that game.
Yeah, and, like, it's just, like... I get so mad. I'm like, Budenholzer, can you not realize, like, if you play a player 40 plus minutes in a playoff game, they'll do good? Like, he had Giannis at like 30, 35 minutes a game, and it was so frustrating. His rotations were terrible.
Yeah, your roster is definitely a lot better this year, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so let me just talk about Tibbs real quick, because, like, my coach, and I love him, everyone was like, making fun, like, oh, he's just going to play RJ and Randall, like, 50 minutes a game. 48 minutes, 50, whatever a game. And I mean, like, he does play them a lot, but like his like the only like thing I don't like that he does is that he plays Elfrid Payton. Like every and his rotations are like not good sometimes, but he's like changed our whole culture. Like our defense went from one of the worst to one of the best throughout the whole like season, and like no one expected us to be like make the playoffs, let alone be the fourth seed. In the East, like fourth, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he'll win Coach of the Year because yeah, the fourth seed and like if you look at our roster on paper, like everyone was like they're trash. All this stuff, and like he's been part of Randall's like improvement. RJ's also improved a lot. Yeah, I feel like yeah, well we're definitely like a playoff team now. So I feel like Quinn Snyder and Monty Williams will also be like up there, but.
I'm choosing Tibbs too.
Yeah, I think yes, as a coach.
I gotta go Tibbs.
Yeah, I think as a coach, like he's like helped. He's like been the best.
Coach. He's a really good defensive coach too. Like you guys are doing all this without everyone thought Mitchell Robinson, and you guys are doing all this without Mitchell Robinson. So,
facts.
Yeah, I saw a graphic earlier today. I forgot what specifically it was, but it was for defense, and it was a crazy stat. Like he's a great defensive coach.
Yeah, he made the way he like changed like the culture and like the mindset of, like the team like last year they didn't give a shit about anything defensively and all that stuff and like obviously like he made them better he like talked to them he screams he does all the stuff that a coach is supposed to do.
He was a leader, yeah.
Yeah, he's been like the leader we were missing basically.
Like no offense at all. Like the last couple of years, like the Knicks have always just been like a younger team who, like, really, like, you know, like, didn't have that leader. Mm-hmm. And they kind of, you know, they played like an AAU team, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to give it to him for Coach of the Year.
Yeah, definitely. And even as an unbiased, like, if everyone on the outside is seeing, like, how, like, the Knicks are, like, completely changed as a team because of one hiring. So, I think he'll win it. So, let's talk about the play-in tournament. Let's talk about our picks, so... It's going to be Lakers versus Warriors, Pacers versus Hornets, Celtics versus Wizards, and what's the other game? It's Spurs versus Grizzlies. Okay, so My predictions, I think the Lakers are beating the Warriors. But then I think the Spurs are going to beat the Grizzlies. And then the Warriors are going to beat the Spurs. So it's going to be the Lakers are the 7th seed. Exactly. And the Warriors are the 8th seed.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel so bad.
But I see, like, for the Grizzlies, I see, like, Jeremy.
Were they versing?
Like, Jaw going off. Lakers, so maybe the Grizzlies will win.
They're versing the Suns, right?
If they're the 7th seed, they'll verse the Suns. And it's going to suck seeing, like, I'm not gonna write off.
I would have much rather seen LeBron and the Lakers take out the Jazz. I hate the Jazz.
I mean, it's still possible, but so there's this hot take going around, and everyone's talking about it. They're like that the Warriors are gonna beat the Jazz in the first round. No,
you're not a chance.
I don't see, no. It's that's not happening. But listen, I think Mitchell might miss a couple games, so it could be possible.
I don't know. I feel like Rudy's just gonna dominate. Like, who do the Warriors have to stop Rudy?
Yeah, I feel like...
The Warriors are not making it far. I don't care. They're not.
Yeah, I feel like the Jazz are, like, they're a good team. They're the first seed for a reason, so I really don't see them losing to the 8th seed. Unless they choke, like, really, really bad. Or Steph goes off for, like, 50 points and shit like that. Like
every night.
Every night.
He has to drop 50, like, every game.
Yeah, because, like, Steph's supporting cast is not good. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a few positive players, but overall, that team is like, yes, they carry them every night. And the Jazz just have a lot more like talent, and like,
hey, you want to pillow?
They're just more complete on both ends. Like, they're one of the best 3-point shooting teams. They're the best defensive team. And they were doing all this stuff without Donovan Mitchell too. And like, if he comes back in that series, yeah, I don't see the Warriors beating them. But if that happens, oh my god. Everyone's going to go crazy if that happens.
Yeah, when's the last time an 8 seed beat a 1 seed?
I know it's happened before.
Didn't when the Hawks were the first seed, didn't they get beat by the 8th seed? I forgot what year that was.
I don't know.
That was like 2000. I don't know, man. That was when Kyle Korver and like all them were on there. But for the East, the plan tournament is Pacers versus Hornets and Celtics versus Wizards.
That Celtics versus Wizards is going to be good.
I think the Wizards are going to win.
Really?
No. I think
I have Tatum's a lot of faith in Russ and Beal. I don't know why, but I do.
No. I feel like Tatum's going to go off for like 50, like 40, 50. Like, he's going to carry hard.
We know Tatum performs really well in the playoffs, but I'm not sold on the team. We'll see.
Yeah, because like losing Brown really hurt, but like, I don't know. I just feel like Tatum is gonna be like, go off. Like, obviously, I feel like the Wizards are better now, but because after they lost Brown, and they don't really have like any solid like players. Like, they all Celtics fans like hate this team a little. But yeah, I think the Celtics are gonna win that, and the Hornets are gonna win are gonna beat the Pacers, but then the Wizards are going to beat the Pacers. No, the Hornets.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I definitely feel like, do you know the 7-8 in the West, Lakers and Warriors, I feel like they'll both make the playoffs, and same with the East. But I feel like the Hornets, I feel like LaMelo Ball and like the Hornets, I feel like they're definitely going to like make it close. I feel like I see them. I definitely see them. But the Pacers losing Miles Turner for like the season, like, is going to hurt. So I'm not sure
that Pacers they'll aren't win that game. The Pacers aren't winning a play-in game.
Probably not.
I honestly have the Pacers winning the play-in versus the Hornets.
The Hornets, they don't
Maybe we'll see like LeVert go off, Sabonis go off. What's his name? TJ McConnell get 10 steals. Yeah, I feel like play-in games are going to be so funny. Like, I don't know, I can't wait to watch them, but
yeah, when do they start? They start tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
It's just like, yeah, it can go like all these games can go either way, and like it's like some March Madness shit too, because it's like single elimination too.
Yeah.
So that's like really fun, since it's like that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the plan was a good addition.
Yeah, because like, if a team is like facing a lot of injuries, but they're like healthy for the playoffs and stuff, so they still have a chance to make the playoffs, which is cool. But imagine if the Lakers missed the playoffs. That'd be the funniest thing ever. They would never escape the slander.
LaMev wouldn't be happy.
Max, say that again. You're getting hard blocked.
You tweeted earlier about the iPhone giveaway. And you said interact or blocked. I was so close to liking it, I swear.
And you were going to get blocked. I don't play with that shit.
So who do you guys have in the Knicks versus Hawks series? Choose wisely.
Knicks.
I honestly...
The Hawks are another team I dislike. But yeah, anyway, I think the Knicks are... I mean, it's going to be really hard. It's going to be like a 7-game series, I think.
It's going to go to 7.
Knicks are winning in six games. You guys can come back to this. The Knicks are winning in 6 games. Julius Randle is going to, like, body Clint Capella. RJ is giving them the work. And, yeah, like, if we don't play Elfrid Payton, we're winning in 4.
Dude, Elfrid Payton is not going to make or break your playoff game.
Mev, he's so bad, you don't understand.
I understand.
If you look at the numbers, he makes us, like, when he's on the court, like, we literally turn into, like, a G League team.
Then why do you still employ him?
Because Tibbs is, like, obsessed with him. Like, I don't know why he thinks he's a good player. Like, just get him off the team.
He definitely has, like, some blackmail shit against the organization, or else he'd probably be fired.
Yeah, because we have better, like, choices to play. Like, we have, like, a lot better guards that can play over him. But he just... Mm-hmm. But he actually hasn't been getting a lot of minutes recently, like less than 20, which has been good. But Max, what do you think? Because you didn't say it yet.
I honestly, even if you were not in this voice call, I would say the Knicks are definitely winning and probably 7.
Oh, let's go. Okay. Because I feel like this is going to be a really interesting series because the offense in each team is like a lot different. Like the Hawks, like their team is like, they have a lot more options. Like, they're a lot deeper on that side. Like, they have Trey, who's averaging, like, 26 and 9 easily. Clint Capella, who's, like, a double-double machine. He's going to kill us on the glass. Unless, like, I don't know. I feel like he's going to foul Nerlens out a lot, which is going to get me mad. But is DeAndre Hunter going to be back? I'm not sure. But he's been so good on both ends when he was playing. Bogdanovich, Gallinari, they just have so many, like, weapons that we don't have. The only, like, we have, but our defense. It's like an offense versus defense series.
I honestly don't even want to talk about Bogdanovich. We got robbed.
Oh, my God. Like, didn't he say he was going to sign with you guys, but didn't? Or something like that?
Yeah, Woj tweeted out the deal or whatever. And then we got fined for tampering. And then he ended up signing with the Hawks. No, one thing I'll never forgive the league for is we got fined $50,000 for talking about Giannis, our own player, for tampering. It was like, I forgot. I think it was like a year or two ago. It was like a town hall.
They hate the Bucks.
Yeah, no, the league hates us for sure.
Yeah. I just feel like you guys really can't like disappoint Giannis this year and lose in the first round. Because he signed that huge contract. I mean, he's not going anywhere, but or maybe like it will lead to better things. Like, but I feel like Giannis and like all that stuff, he has to like pull LeBron and like talk to players, like get them to sign over with you guys. Because yeah, I feel like Giannis is too talented. GM. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Giannis was great friends with Bogdanovich too.
Yeah, I wonder what happened there. Like, I feel like Bogdanovich would be amazing off your bench. Mm-hmm.
But honestly, if Giannis never signed the Supermax, I would probably die of a panic attack in the playoffs. I would be overthinking way too much.
Okay, yeah. And yeah, I feel like I'm happy he signed because I hate, like, big market teams, like, stealing all the, like, amazing players. But, yeah, I think, like, Giannis and the Bucks, like, is great for the league.
It really is. He got a lot of praise from it, too, from, like, from who, like the TNT cast, whatever, like, Chuck and, like, them. They said it was, like, great for the league.
Yeah, I'm going to be, like, it's going to be, like, sad if they never win a ring because like he really deserves it.
Oh yeah,
and I think it's gonna happen definitely because soon he'll be the best player in the league.
He hasn't even reached his peak yet, and that's scary.
Yeah, people forget he's still young. He's like 26, right?
Just turned 26. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's I feel still like young.
This off season, or this off season going into this season was a great step. And it was, like, the front office really showing him that, like, they can put the pieces together for him.
Yeah, fact. And, like, I think people forget that. I think MJ was, like, 28 when he first won his ring.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. And, like, I may sound, like, a bit defensive, but it's just, like, I don't know. He was, what, 24 when he led the... that when he made Eric Bledsoe look like a starting point guard, and he led the Bucks to the Eastern Conference Finals, and he was 24 at the time, and people expected him to have like a ring already.
He deadass already has like this amazing resume. Like if he like retires today, he's easily in the Hall of Fame, which is crazy because he's 26, and like a lot of legends in the game couldn't like relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
He's literally 26, has all these awards. He's the ring is gonna come one day, definitely will. Like he's too good not to have one.
Mm-hmm, it will. And honestly, sometime down the road, if he's let's say 30, 31, and he decides to leave for a bigger team, honestly, I'm still a Bucks fan, but I'll still cheer for him because I want to see him get a ring.
Yeah, me too. I feel like Giannis is like he's just like a really like lovable person. So I feel like a lot of people would love to see him. Yeah, and he's like loyal too and stuff.
The European players are always very loyal.
Yeah, facts. We'll be back in about 40 seconds. Let's hear a word from our sponsor. Okay, so Knicks in four. LeBron is gonna win another championship. I'm saying this for Mev. even though like LeBron is also my favorite player, but yeah. So the Lakers are winning again. Knicks in four. They're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Okay, I'm just kidding, but no one hold that against me because I said that, but I feel like the play-in tournament like adds like just a lot more excitement, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Thank you, Max, for being on this episode. It was really fun to like record. Everyone follow Max. Max, what's your username again?
It's at the Freak Burner or just Giannis Burner or whatever. You probably know.
Yeah, so everyone follow Giannis Burner, a.k.a. Max. Follow me at Hona Hoops and Mev, the NBA sucks D. For using it, it's so weird. But yeah, so follow all of us. And thanks for listening to the episode of the Double Tech Podcast. Make sure to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and subscribe to our podcast on whatever platform you are listening on. Thank you and bye.